when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Simple plain street, no stylish avenue. At heart, it's just a main street, but it's home to me and to you. It's your Broadway, and it's my Broadway. With the rhythm of music and the music of rhythm, come what may, it's the same Broadway. For that part of the city is the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that gay temple. Bright lights shine on that old skyline. So mark the main stem where everyone mixed, with the roaring of traffic and the singing of jingles. Your Broadway and mine.
Wherever you wander, wherever you stay, someday you will wander back to Broadway.
Far away I may be, still a Broadway man.
And of course, Broadway must be your street as well. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Days Grow Short as you reach September, Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, everybody knows that voice. It's, of course, Judy Garland, one of the most important performers of the 20th century, and is, if she was ever out of the spotlight, the spotlight is shining on her even more brightly than usual, because at the end of the month, I think September 27th, there will be a new movie called Judy with Renee Zellweger as the legendary performer towards the end of her career. And I suspect it will bring renewed interest into her career as a performer and her rather complicated, if not tragic, life. But today we're going to celebrate Judy Garland's voice. What else could you celebrate on a radio show? And the curious paradox phenomenon that although she never appeared in a Broadway show, and in very, very few Broadway adaptations even, the commitment she made to the Broadway catalog is extraordinary. And so extraordinary, in fact, that we are going to do a two-part show. And this is Judy Belts Broadway Part 1. And we'll do something a little different. She had a fascinating recording career, rather odd and unique one, but we'll do it chronologically in order of the songs as written. So you might say this is a tour of Broadway. Today's episode is really the first half of the 20th century, and next week we'll do the second half of the 20th century, all sung, of course, by Judy Garland. Well, Garland, as many of you know, was not quite born in a trunk, but was born into a vaudeville family, the Gum Sisters, in 1922. And by 1936, she was discovered in California and signed to a film contract at MGM and very quickly to a recording contract with Decca. We'll talk a little more about that. But here are two songs from the early part of the 20th century. This is a classic song. Everybody knew it in the first decade of the 20th century, from Madame Sherry, a 1903 operetta on Broadway. And she's singing with a woman named Mary Kent, who was a bit more of a legit radio personality. But here is Judy Garland introducing us to the music of Broadway.
From you a long time, I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. You're calling me, Swanee. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in Dix. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in DIXI. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee Shore.
That, of course, was the great song Swanee, written by George Gershwin and Irving Caesar. And it was a huge hit for Al Jolson. I think it was the biggest hit that Gershwin ever had in his career. And it only made sense that when Judy Garland first started recording for Decca in the late 1930s, she was going to sing that song because she is such the heir apparent of the energy and commitment of Al Jolson. And we see that in a lot of songs she recorded in the 30s and early 40s, songs from the vaudeville days. Well, we are going to look purely at her Broadway catalog, the catalog that is so voluminous. We are treating it to a rare two-part profile. So here's a beautiful song that she sang Until the Clouds Rolled By. I think it was recorded for the radio as a promotion, and boy, does she lend her voice brilliantly to a song by Jerome Kern from 1920.
Hello, Patrice. This is Judy Garland. I've asked to sing a song from a Kern show that you probably never heard of. It was called Zip Goes a Million, and it failed. But when the song was put into Sally, it became a hit. It's a song that reflects so much of Mr. Kern and his happy music because it's Look for the Silver Lining.
Please don't be offended if I preach to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret of it all. Look for the silver line. Whene'er a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. Will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Makes you wish she had sung more of Jerome Kern. Judy was bruited about for every major musical from, 1940 on. She didn't do the remake of Showboat in the 1950s, although her name was rooted about for that. I think she may have recorded Old Man River at some point. But now we're going to segue into Judy singing songs from the 1920s. She's singing them a little later in her career in the 1950s, but here's a wonderful song from No No Nanette, and then we'll hear her sing a powerhouse rendition of what was originally quite a minor ditty from Cole Porter's The New Yorkers. But first, I've Confessed to the Breeze by Vincent Eumanns.
Something I would like to say, but all my thoughts just fade away, and all my courage flies when I look into your eyes. I'm wishing for your answer, sweet. My heart has nearly ceased to beat. Why keep on hesitating? Why keep me longer waiting? My dear, I too have done some meditating. I confess to the breeze. I love you. Your name and every star above you, each has heard every word of my secret flame. I have told the red rose I love you, so the world surely decided to tell you too. So every time I go away off the beaten track, I live only for the day when I know I'm back. I happen to like New York. I happen to like this town. I like the city air. I like to drink of it. The more I know New York, the more I think of it. I like the sight and the sound and even the stink of it. I happen to like New York. I like to go to Battery Park. and watch those liners booming in. I often ask myself, why should it be that they should come so far from across the sea? I suppose it's because they all agree with me. They happen to like New York.
It's a winter.
Last Sunday afternoon, I took a trip to Hackensack. But after I gave Hackensack the once over, I took the next train back. I happen to like New York. I happen to love this burg. And when I have to give the world my last farewell, and the undertaker starts to ring my funeral bell, I don't want to go to heaven, don't want to go to
Little Throwaway Number by Cole Porter from, I think, 1930, turned into a anthemic powerhouse by the one and only Judy Garland. You heard a little bit of Leonard Bernstein there in the coda. What a number. Well, that was Judy Garland's interesting paradox. She was, of course, a great movie star and eventually a great live performer, but she wasn't the kind of recording artist who went into the studio on a regular basis. Most of her Decca recordings from the 30s and 40s tend to be studio versions of stuff she did in the movies or old vaudeville stuff. And she didn't quite master, I think, her talent, in that arena at that point, but everything is wonderful to listen to. She did a movie called Girl Crazy with Mickey Rooney, one of the many movies she made with Mickey Rooney, and developed a sensibility for the music of George and Ira Gershwin. And here is a song that she sang rather later. I think it's from the Carnegie Hall album in 1961. But here are two songs from two Gershwin-Kaufman shows, back-to-back, Of Thee I Sing from 1931 and Let Him Eat Cake from 1933. With Judy Garland.
Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you got a kiss that conquers, why should I care?
Never another vow. and I am yours. Tell me that I'm yours. Show me that smile my heart adores.
Mine, more than divine, to know that love like yours is mine.
You're mine.
What we're making in this song,
love is mine,
is that we more than get along.
Come rain, come storm, come shine,
and you are mine.
Doesn't it do you good to see?
Yes, you're mine.
Such happy domesticity.
Never another.
The way we're making love, you swear. We are a happily married pair, and I'm yours.
He says no matter what occurs,
tell me that I'm yours.
Whatever he may have is hers.
Show me that smile my heart adores.
Whatever I may have is his, mine.
And you are mine.
More than divine.
More than divine. Love like yours is mine.
Yours,
mine, all mine.
That, of course, was the one and only Derbingle singing with Judy Garland, a song from Let Him Eat Cake. They do rather wonderfully. It's more of a choral number in the show, but they do a beautiful duet version of that. As I was thinking about today's show, and I was thinking about how we place Judy Garland in the context of Broadway, a venue that she never really performed in any kind of narrative show. She had a couple of huge concerts at the Palace, but she never did a Broadway show. I drew a little diagram, and with Judy at the center, and on the left was Bing Crosby, and on the right part of the compass, the east part of the compass, was Frank Sinatra. And both these gentlemen have interesting parallels to the work she did. Bing Crosby probably tied Judy Garland in terms of introducing songs in the movies that went on to become standards. I mean, that's something we're not looking at today. We're not looking at Judy in Hollywood. We're looking at Judy singing the Broadway canon. But Bing Crosby had also that kind of career where he could straddle both Hollywood and the recording studio. His movies were probably quite not as indelible as Judy's were, but his work in the recording studio was great, and his radio show was great, and he was always a big fan of hers, and took her under his considerable wing when necessary. Nice rendition. Well, chronologically, because that's what we're looking at, it's time to look at Rodgers and Hart and some of their songs from the 1930s, as only Judy Garland can do them in a much more minor key and a much more subtle way that just tears at your heartstrings. Here is Little Girl Blue from the Rodgers and Hart musical Jumbo.
His tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring I love so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and count your fingers, old girl, you're smooth. It's time you knew. Sit there and count your little fingers, unlucky little girl blue. Sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can.
Than my head is to the pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow, dearer than the rain is to the earth below, precious sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is, nearer than the winter
Of course, we have to have a little applause in there. That was from the Live at Carnegie Hall album, a beautiful rendition of You're Nearer by Rodgers and Hart. We'll take a look at one last Rodgers and Hart song. This is a duet with Frank Sinatra, rare recording on Danny Kaye's radio show. And Frank Sinatra, as I said, is the East Point on the compass of Judy Garland's performance career. They were very parallel. They had their ups and downs. Their personal life and their performing life were so intermingled as to make them legendary in a quite inextricable way. And Sinatra also looked after her and had I guess, again, obviously more success in the recording studio. He had fewer Hollywood hits. But again, like Garland, he was this guy who introduced so much music from Broadway to the American public without ever appearing on Broadway itself. Here is My Romance by Rodgers and Hart, sung by Frank Sinatra and Judy Garland.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by.
No month of May, no twinkling star, no heart.
My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain.
Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. Doesn't need a castle rising in Spain,
nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain.
Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
That was Sinatra and Judy Garland, and we are celebrating Judy Garland today on Broadway to Main Street. We have this huge biopic coming out at the end of the month starring Renee Zellweger of Judy at the end of her career. There's also a new musical based on old tunes called Chasing Rainbows about the early part of her career that's going to debut soon at the Paper Mill Playhouse in New Jersey. As I said earlier, Judy Garland was a contract artist for Decca, and she sang a lot of stuff with swing bands like Bob Crosby, and occasionally would cut a rug, as it were, with some Broadway material. Here's a wonderful song. It was recorded by Ella Fitzgerald and by Judy, and that's about it as far as I know. It was from a review called Say It With Music, I think 1938, 39, written by Harold Rome, and it celebrates a baby boy born into an African-American family, and he will be set forth on the world because he has a very special name, remembered after a very special president. FDR Jones, sung by Judy.
I hear tell there's a stranger in the Jones household.
Yes-a-ray.
That's what I am told. I hear tell there's a new arrival 6 days old.
Yes-a-ray.
Worth his weight in gold. Come right in and meet the sun. Christening's done. Time to have some fun.
Yes-a-ray.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's a joy heaven sent, and we proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray with a name like the one that he's got today. When he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile, and how he shows it. He'll be happy all day long. What a name, I'll bet he knows it. With that handle, how can he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Go to sleep, my baby, and maybe you'll balance the budget by and by. Oh, you're a lucky baby with Franklin D. for your name. Mrs. Jones's baby boy is a welcome resident. Give him a fishing rod for a toy. He's the future president. When this rascal goes to school, ABCs won't matter. Teach him plain arithmetic and a course of fireside chatter. My friends, let's all shout hooray! We'll be proud to affirm when he serves his fourth term. Just you wait and see, he'll make history, 'cause he's Franklin D. Roosevelt
Been searching through rains and the wind that follows after for one certain face and an unforgotten laughter. I've been following signs, I've been searching through the lands for a certain pair of arms and a certain pair of hands. Yes, I tried a kiss here and I tried a kiss there. For when you're out in company, the boys and girls will pair. An occasional sunset reminded me, or a flower hanging high on a tulip tree, or one red star hung low in the west, or a heartbreak call from a meadowlark's nest made me think for a moment. Maybe it's true, I found him in the star, in the call, in the blue. But it never was you, it never was anywhere. Anywhere.
My goodness, how sublime is that? One of the great unheralded songs to me of the 1930s. It Never Was You, Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson. It's a shame that Judy Garland didn't sing more Kurt Vile in her career. She certainly turns that song into an unforgettable classic. Well, the sands of time bring us into the 1940s, into 1943, and you know what that means. It means Oklahoma. And here are two songs from Oklahoma recorded by Judy Garland, because, of course, it was the most important score of its day. The first is a duet with her old pal, Bing Crosby.
Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine.
People will say we're in love. And don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my gloves. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Don't dance all night with me till the stars from above, they'll see it's all right with me.
People will say we're in love, so in love. All the people will say we're.
City street, we walk in lanes where branches meet, and stars send down their blessings from the blue. We go through storms of doubt and fear, and so we walk from year to year, believing in each other. As we do, bravely marching forward two by two. Boys and girls like you and me walk beneath the sky. Just as we love, with the same dream in their eyes. Songs and kings and many things have their day and are gone. But boys and girls like you and me, go on and on.
stay and are gone. But boys and girls like you and me, we go on and on.
Now, hold off on those cards and letters, folks. I said we were going to hear two songs from Oklahoma. You'll say, that's not from Oklahoma. Well, yes, it was. It was written to be in the second act of Oklahoma. And it was cut out of town in Boston. And then Judy Garland wanted to record it for Meet Me in St. Louis to add to that score. And it was cut from there. But it is a song from Oklahoma. And it was beautifully recorded by Judy Garland on her Decca contract song, of course, by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Well, we're getting into the 1940s, and this is a time when Judy Garland was in so many MGM movies, but also a ubiquitous presence on the radio. And here she has teamed up with lyricist Johnny Mercer to sing a Cole Porter song brilliantly. It was the beginning of an affair they had, which was quite significant in her life, but I guess it started as a friendship. So here we go.
Jam, here I am.
If you're ever in a mess, S-O-S.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been forgotten, ours will still be hot.
A lot, a lot, a lot of dig, dig, dig.
If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you're ever up a tree, phone to me.
Hey, sirree. And if you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been for gate, ours will still be great. A loddle, doddle, doddle, chuck, chuck, chuck.
If you ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
And if they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it.
A lot, a lot, a lot, a hip, hip, hip.
If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
And if you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
Hey, if you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blandship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick. A lot, a lot, a lot, a woof, woof, woof. Hep, 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 cha, 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 dig, dig, dig. Good evening, friends.
We'll close out today's episode with a lyric by Johnny Mercer and music by Harold Arlen, one of Judy Garland's great collaborators. Join us next week for part two, Judy Belts Broadway.
Free and easy, that's my style. Howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well, me, after a while. 'Cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetening water. find. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. 'Cause any place I hang my hat is home. Up and go, and then go and cruise. That's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves me. Cross the river from the bend. So long, friend, there's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, roam. I'm going where the welcome mat is, no matter where that is. Any place I hang my hat is home. In the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, roam. I'm going where the welcome mat is, no matter where that is. Any place I have.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.